Did you know a 2018 study showed half of prenatal vitamins tested had unacceptable levels of heavy metals? I'm Kat, mother of three and founder of Ritual. When I was 4 months pregnant, I couldn't find a prenatal I could trust, so I created my own. Ours is made traceable, third-party tested for heavy metals, and recently earned the Purity Award from the Clean Label Project. But don't just take my word for it. Get 25% off at ritual.com/podcast.
Independent thoughts, independent life. This is Chad Benson.
They're like Lucy with the football. This DA just keeps moving it. Trump keeps moving it, right? The media keeps playing the game where they run and they do everything they possibly can to try to kick the ball, and Lucy moves the ball again. I don't know what's going to happen. I don't think anybody does at this point in time. I think there's way too many questions that need to be answered by Alvin Bragg himself. The media is more excited about this than anything else. They love Trump. They need Trump. They need him on that wall because it gives them an opportunity to talk about stuff. But the reality is, at this point in time, they're meeting today. At best, it comes down maybe late today, probably at tomorrow. And the longer it goes, the more that I have a sense that there is this, probably not. The amount of money he's raised off this has been tremendous. But I think with, there's a question about, why didn't anybody bring up this letter that was out there? I don't know if you've seen this, but apparently Michael Cohen had written a letter saying Trump didn't pay for this. I paid for it. And, it's silly. It's silly season. That's what politics is. Silly season anymore. And we're in the midst of silly season and it's sad. And, every time the media, he plays the media plays into it. They love it. They bash him. They get viewers. He raises money. It's, it's the same thing over and over again. So enjoy the show. Wake me up when something has happened. They got nothing going on.
See, this is what my problem is with those news shows. They treat politics like sports. When something like the Super Bowl is coming up, you have 2 weeks to discuss what's going to happen in the Super Bowl.
They got to fill 24 hours a day. But, it's crazy. The thing I love is that, everyone is talking about Trump. And today he was, yesterday was the day he was going to be arrested. But Trump is the one who said he was going to be arrested.
He drummed up the news again. I said, I guess people are happy because he's back and he's telling them what stories to cover.
And they're doing it. Was it Monday night? The Rachel Maddow got 2.5 million viewers or something, which isn't a ton, but in a day when everything's so fragmented, it kind of wins the moment. Or actually more than that, she came in just behind Tucker. I hope it's worth that $36 million or whatever they're paying her for her to do a show once every several months. But it shows you that Trump, all their shows got a massive boost. CNN got a massive boost because of Trump. That was Howard Stern and the likes. Robin Quivers talking about it. Yes, we've been saying it for a long time. I said it long before he was president, and I'll continue to. You were not interesting. Trump was interesting. You weren't interesting. Your numbers were big because the thing you were covering was interesting. You were not. And because of that, any opportunity to bring him back in the fold is going to get eyeballs on you. And you're going to go back to it until eventually it doesn't work. If the goal is to neutralize his power, if that is the goal, then establishment media, you need to stop chasing the dragon because Trump is your drug. That's what he is. 323-538-2423 at Chad Benson Show is your Twitter. Tweet at us, text the program. Love hearing from every single one of you. Are we headed towards a recession? That's a very big question. that everybody asked. It's a billion-dollar question on a day-in, day-out basis. Are we headed there? I will tell you at some point in time, we will get into a recession. How long we stay there, I don't know. It's always about the economy. Jobs!
The Labor Department says 191,000 out-of-work Americans filed first-time claims for benefits in the week leading up to March 18th. That's about 1,000 fewer than the week before. The states that saw the biggest increases in
it's the same, right? We're trotting along. We have not crashed, and we're not moving forward. We're not doing anything. And that's scarier than doing something in the economy. Yesterday, we bumped rates up. Listen to Jerome Powell boring the hell out of all of us.
Today, the FOMC raised our policy interest rate by 25 basis points.
25 basis point. What's it do for us? Talk to our buddy Zach. He didn't think they were going to do anything. The fact that they raised it a quarter, he thinks is good news. Would like to have seen a half. But this is that weird position they've put themselves in. And of course, the talk about going into recession, right? Because how are we going to slow down runaway inflation? Well, it's got to be, people worried about losing their jobs. Elizabeth Warren talking to Jake Tapper. She's pissed at Fed Chair Powell. In fact, she's really pissed. Why? Because he understands. To get to where we need to go, we've got to make people worry about their jobs and, yes, lose their jobs.
You just mentioned the prospect of a recession. Do you think the United States is headed for a recession?
I think that that is where Jerome Powell is trying to drive it. And he's got two different ways he's doing it.
You think he's purposely trying to drive it to a recession?
Well, what he's trying to do is get 2 million people laid off. And one of the things that we need to understand, he wants to raise the unemployment rate by more than a point within a single 12-month period. We have done that before in this country. In fact, we have done it 12 times before. And out of all 12 times, how many times has it resulted in a recession? The answer is 12.
Yeah. Yeah. She wants him because she thinks he's doing a... He is. This is what the Fed's trying to do. Now, they could have shocked the system earlier and maybe not put us through the hell that they're putting us through. And that doesn't even count in the banking scenario that we're in. But the reality is the way this thing has gone, they've kind of tried to do death by 1,000 cuts. We're still getting to the same place. And she's like, he wants us to get to a point where we're right around 5% unemployment, hoping to bring down inflation. Hoping to reset the economy and send us on our way. Because it's always about the economy, stupid. It's always about the economy. I hear it every single day. People are struggling to pay their bills. They're living paycheck to paycheck. It's about the economy. When you sleep at night, are you really worried about whether or not Trump's going to be indicted? Probably not. Not on this case, right? When you go to sleep at night and you wake up in the middle of the night, the first thing pops in your mind is, I got to get the kids to school tomorrow, but then I got this, and oh my God, and we're going to pay for that. Those are the things that keep people up at night. Those are the things that people, when you really sit down and think, you may think about something, but the stuff that worries you, the stuff that you put a lot of thought into, is about your bills and your life. Where's the economy going? Because as the economy goes, so do I.
And Americans are struggling to keep up with paying their bills.
Yeah, the Census Bureau's Household Pulse survey shows 36% of consumers say they've had trouble paying in just the last week. So that is up 25% compared to the same time period a year ago. Two key reasons include inflation and a loss of federally given pandemic aid.
Yeah, that's a little bit of it. But, I mean, what was it? California, their pandemic aid for a family of four was almost $70,000 with all of the stuff. That's insane. You take some of that away, people are going to hurt. But to get to where people want us to be, right? Because everybody wants us to be back at that 2% inflation, because that's where we were since I can remember. There's going to be some situations that are going to be essentially feel like a sacrifice. And that is jobs. Because when you worry about your job, you are less likely to spend the way you are when you're not worried about your job. If you lose your job, you're less likely to spend. What's that do? Takes that money out of the marketplace. That money out of the marketplace slows down the cost of goods because people aren't driving those cost of goods up. That's the way that works. The goal is always to take you to the edge, to edge you over there, just get you right so close, but then not put you over the edge. That's the goal. But when the Fed does what it does, we always go over the edge because we find out as we head towards the edge, there's no brakes. 323-538-2423 at Chet Benson Show is your Twitter. Tweet at us, text the program. Today, TikTok on the going to be on the floor there, right? They're going to be getting grilled by all kinds of folks, all kinds of committees. What are they going to do with TikTok? They're going to get rid of TikTok. What are they going to do? Do you really believe that they're going to ban TikTok? Should they ban TikTok? Depends on who you talk to, right? You got some uber progressive lunatics who thinks it's just the big red scare. We'll talk about that. Got the chicks on the right. Join us at the bottom of the hour. Talk about a lot of different things. 323-538-2423 at Chad Benson Show is your Twitter. Plus, I went down to a homeless encampment yesterday that is... it was eye-opening for people I work with around here. Growing up in Southern California, having been to, you know, spent many, much time in the likes of Los Angeles and you know, growing up in and around something like this, for a lot of people, especially here in Phoenix, they weren't used to what something I'd seen way too often. And the reality is it's spreading everywhere and it's scary. And once it starts and it takes root in your city, know that where there's one tent, there will be two. Where there's two tents, there will be four. Where there's four tents, there will be eight. 323-538-2423 at Chad Benson Show. Your Twitter, your Instagram. Chicks on the right, bottom of the hour. Omaha Steaks, right now, 50% off sale going on. Last night, get out of the car. I'm all... My wife was cooking up the most amazing steaks from Omaha Steaks. 50% off site-wide right now. When you use code Benson, you'll save 30%. It was incredible. She made the most amazing steaks, and we decided we're going to have, she made steak fajitas. I told her, why do we go out ever? It was that delicious. Incredible. It was the most amazing fajitas I've ever had. I absolutely love it. So Omaha Steaks. They've got steaks, of course, you know about that. They've got the fillets with the bacon wrap. They've got the pork chops, all of the stuff. Our freezer is full of Omaha Steaks right now and everything because my son Jack's going to be out here today. The memories we're going to make and the barbecuing we're going to be doing over the next several days is incredible. Right now, save 50% site-wide on everything at this moment. When you use code Benson, you get an extra $30 off. Get the best around, the absolute best steaks, the best meat. They've even got fresh seafood. Go to omahasteaks.com. Use code Benson to save $30. Omahasteaks.com. Code Benson. Omahasteaks.com. Use that code Benson to save $30. Minimum order may be required. Chad Benson Show.
Okay, round two. Name something that's not boring.
A laundry? Ooh, a book club. Computer solitaire, huh?
Ah. Oh. Sorry, we were looking for Chumba Casino. That's right. Chumbacasino.com has over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Hey guys, it is Ryan. I'm not sure if you know this about me, but I'm a bit of a fun fanatic when I can. I like to work, but I like fun too. It's a thing. And now the truth is out there. I can tell you about my favorite place to have fun. Chumba Casino. They have hundreds of social casino style games to choose from with new games released each week. You can play for free anytime, anywhere. And each day brings a new chance to collect daily bonuses. So join me in the fun. Sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Podcasts are American as hot dogs, apple pie, football, and sushi.
Oh my goodness.
No.
Okay, maybe not sushi. Next time you have a craving for something sweet and tangy, download a Chad Benson Show podcast.
Mmm, boy, that is good. It's different.
You get a little bit of saltiness.
It's so good because it's sweet and salty at the same time.
Get a taste on iTunes, iHeart, or Spotify and binge to your ears' content.
Oh, yeah.
You're listening to The Chad Benson Show.
I would love for them to take a moment to download TikTok, to spend some time scrolling the app, going through it, find liking and engaging with the content they like, and understand why this app is such a big deal to us.
Oh, TikTok society, the TikTok crew, they're worried because the CEO of TikTok should be in front of a bunch of muckety mucks on the Hill today being grilled. You need to download it. No, here's the thing. We get it. You like it. It is everything. It is what I think a lot of people thought the internet was going to be, and they've wrapped it up at 15, 20, 30-second clips. You want to know what my kids are doing right now? My kids are watching movies on TikTok. How's that possible? They watch movies on TikTok at like minute increments at a time. It's insane. They love it. That's the world. I get it. It's also China. China! It is. That's it. It's the Communist Party. Deal with the fact that the people... You love to watch people dancing and doing the latest moves. The Chinese want to destroy your life. That's the reality of it. And they'll use whatever they got in front of them to do it. And this is one of those things. And TikTok needs to, you know, I mean, there's only one bill of the four bills out there that the White House is behind. And it's not really that good. It's kind of like a suggestion to ban TikTok or get rid. It's not a strong thing. And then you've got the uber progressive left, which, of course, loves communism. And thinks that China just wants to be our pals.
Why the hysteria and the panic and the targeting of TikTok? As we know, Republicans in particular have been sounding the alarm, creating a red scare around China. They've been doing it in a variety of ways when it comes to economic competition and when it comes to technology. In terms of TikTok's behavior and its risk to national security, it poses about the same threat Facebook, Instagram, YouTube, and Twitter pose. So let's not marginalize and target TikTok.
So you turn it into a race thing, and it's the Red Scare. It's a bunch of crap. That is a Democrat out of New York by the name of Jamal Bowman, who is like, this is exactly what TikTok wants. You're sympathizing. You're giving into it. And to think that they've got this new Texas project where everything's stored over here and don't worry about anything. You got nothing to worry about because China and ByteDance would never ask to see any of the data, right? BS. They've already been caught before with data, but you don't see that because you're the person, Congressman Bowman, who believes that, hey, if the bear knows that I sympathize with it and understand that it is a minority and a victim, that we can be pals until the bear eats you, which it will do.
It's not the end of the world. Get rid of TikTok. They are using your data. And if you don't care that they're using your data, you might care that they can eventually weaponize that data.
Yes. Yeah. Maybe not yours out there, but others. 323-538-2423. Chicks on the right, join the program. Straight ahead. Chad Benson Show.
Chad Benson Show.
Lucky Land Casino asking people, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
Lucky? In line at the deli, I guess?
Aha, in my dentist's office. More than once, actually.
Do I have to say?
Yes, you do.
In the car before my kids' PTA meeting.
Really?
Yes.
Excuse me, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
I never win and tell.
Well, there you have it. You can get lucky anywhere, playing at LuckyLandSlots.com. Play for free right now. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on ChumbaCasino.com. I looked over the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Coincidence? I think not. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere, even at 30,000 feet. So sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's ChumbaCasino.com and live the Chumba life.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Independent thoughts, independent life. This is Chad Benson.
We love talking to these young ladies. We were just talking about cougars earlier, and they're a little cougarish to say the least. The chicks on the right join us. Mark and Daisy. Oh, my goodness. We were talking about cougars. We were talking about awful things that we can't say on anything but a podcast. God, podcasts are so amazing, aren't they?
We get really, gosh, we do say awful things off the air. It's your fault, Chad. You're so bad.
Bad influence.
I'm horrible.
So bad. You are a bad influence on us. We're actually really nice people. And then we start talking to you and it's like, what happens? Mock.
That's how I know I'm doing well. That's how I know I'm doing well. If I can make you feel bad about laughing, I done good.
I do feel a little guilty based on some of the conversations pre-taping.
Let's get serious for a second. Donald Trump slept with an ugly woman and had to pay $130,000. And I mean ugly in her soul to her to go away. Okay. And he may go to pretend jail because it's really not going to happen. This is a win for him, isn't it?
I think he thinks it is. Like, he's acting like it's the greatest thing ever. He's the one that brought it up, for crying out loud.
I mean, he's becoming a martyr. I mean, if you go by our comments, you know, because I always look at the comments when we do our podcast in the morning, and people are getting, listen, people get riled up because they really like him. And so, and listen, rightly so when it comes to him being politically persecuted, because they are, let's face it, if this were anybody else, nobody would care. I mean, you know, when it comes to the Stormy Daniels stuff, like, every congressman hasn't diddled a porn star, right? I mean, it's like, let's just get real. Like, this, they're going after, they're trying to get him for anything, Chad. I mean, this is, we all know this, and they're just going to keep going after this guy. They've been going after him for years, and I think people are just tired of it. So they see a lot of, you know, this whole targeting conservatives thing. They feel a lot of themselves. They see him sort of a representation of conservatives being targeted. And so they take that to heart. They feel personally persecuted when they see him being targeted. And so, yeah, people are pissed off. So this is kind of a win for him, because he is doing that on purpose. He's saying, look, they're coming after you through me. And he is using this. And, you know, it's a good tactic, right?
It's a great grift. I keep saying I would love to see the amount of money he raised from his announcement on Saturday that he was going to be arrested till where it is now. Now, he didn't say what Tuesday. He just said a Tuesday he's going to be arrested. And so I think we got to remind everybody that. But what kind of, I mean, because that's the other side of this. The amount of money pouring in is got to be tremendous.
Oh, yeah, for sure. And he is milking it, right? That's why, again, he was the one that broke the news to everybody. And now there's speculation that there may not actually be an indictment because of how bungled Alvin Bragg has taken this case. And I mean, it's a ridiculous case to begin with. But the fact that he has apparently withheld some information, I mean, it's just getting uglier and uglier. So who knows what's going to happen? But yeah, he's probably, I mean, he's increasing in the polls. He's raking in the money for fundraising. It's all great for Donald Trump.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, talking to the chicks on the right, we love to sit down and chat with about politics, pop culture, fun stuff. We were talking about Gwyneth Paltrow. Maybe we'll revisit that in a little bit if we can, and we'll have to use some beeps. But the other side of it is all these people that, quote unquote, he's going to run against has to come out, and they have to say what you need to say, which even people on the left are saying this is absolutely ridiculous. And they have to throw it out there, right? Like, and kind of defend the guy for how ridiculous this is. But I keep looking at Ron DeSantis, who, you know, God bless him, he is the stiffest individual on the planet. There is zero humor. There is, he is just as boring and dull as it gets. And unfortunately, ladies, we live in a world where personality is king and queen and non-gender and what, but it personality matters. And he has zero personality.
These are lies.
I think he's more personable than, say, like a Scott Walker. What did they used to call him? Aggressively normal. Isn't that what they used to call him?
That's what he called himself.
He called himself. I think he's like more, he has more personality than that. And then, he also has like such a perfect little family and the, you know, the little nuclear family and he has the military experience. I mean, I think there's all that wrapped into him. There's a picturesque, like perfect guy in front of you when it comes to like the presidential, but he's not, is he running? I mean, this is the thing. Is the guy running? I mean,
he's like, losing weight. That's part of it, right? He's got a book and he's losing weight and he's been to Iowa 3 times for God's sakes.
Well, and apparently in this Piers Morgan interview, he came closer than ever to actually, I mean, he said everything, but I'm officially declaring. He was talking about why he's right to be president, why he's qualified, why, you know, why it's a good time to, I mean, he said all the things except for the words, I am officially doing this.
God, he's like Hillary right now. He is literally Hillary. It's driving me crazy. Just run. Remember when Hillary did this?
But he's got to he's got to wait for the law. He's got to wait for the legislature to say, yes, you can run for president while you're governor without quitting your job. That's, I think, what he's waiting on.
And he's waiting till the end of May, right? Or the middle of May. And to do
is that when that happens?
I think so. He's boring. Nobody pays attention to anything else. He's a meatball, right? Is that what he calls
you really
a meatball?
So you don't like him?
Here's the thing. I like Ron DeSantis. If my choice between Ron DeSantis or Donald Trump, I think Ron is the right person for the job. I just think how many times did we see Mitt Romney? Mitt Romney was the right person. He could have done a great job. And the reality is Mitt Romney was a mannequin. I remember watching that. It was like a documentary, you know, that his son's best friend filmed, and the stuff that was not in front of the camera, you're like, that guy had a chance. The wooden Indian I see here has no chance.
The wooden Indian. Plus, didn't he strap like dogs to the top of his car or something? Remember?
He had the binders full of women.
He really, he was Guy Smiley. You know, he was just that guy. You're right. He is. He's just very phony. A lot of these guys are like that. They feel like they have to be a certain way in front of the camera. They just feel like they have to be a certain way when they become politicians. And it is a shame because you don't have to be. Just be real. And that is why Donald Trump resonated with so many people, is because he just is kind of a goofball. He says the things and he bumbles and he fumbles and he can be kind of a jerk sometimes. But people find that endearing. People like that because he's just freaking real. And I think people they want that. They want somebody who just says the things and screws it up and tweets stupid crap. And unfortunately, that's where we are. I hate that it's a cult of personality now. I really do hate that. I hate that we're voting based on a person and a cult of personality rather than somebody who can get the job done. You know what I mean?
Absolutely. It's a sad situation. I mean, because let's be real. Like, so all Democrats, you know, and Republicans, most of the people, when they get to the point where they're running, like they have a template, you know, like here, we're joking about Governor Carrie Lake was running. They're all the same. They have the same template. They virtually believe the same thing. So at the end of the day, the tiebreaker is going to be your cult of personality. Can you resonate? Mm-hmm. Who do you want to have a beer with? Who do you want to hang out with is the tiebreaker now in politics?
Yeah.
No, that's probably right. That's probably
right. I would totally
have a beer with Ron DeSantis, and I don't even drink beer. So,
yeah. But you also think he's hot, you know?
Well, not so much anymore. Like back in the day, though, yeah, he was smoking.
Yeah.
Is that when he was a groomer?
Okay.
When he was wearing his military uniform, he was hot.
So ridiculous.
The whole groomer thing.
Was that ridiculous?
And now Trump is trying, like, he's trying to make it look like he's sort of gay. You know what I mean? Like, in the tweet, you know, he's just like, maybe I'll just plant the seed that maybe he's secretly gay. Not that there's anything wrong with that, but he's secretly, like, it's just politics is so
gross.
Stupid. It is.
It's just,
and
it's gross.
Yeah, it is pretty gross.
It is gross. That's why let's talk about something real. As I talk to the chicks on the right. So, Gwyneth Paltrow ran over a guy in Utah, and and now she's being sued for $300,000. And the fact that she has to be on the stand is hilarious.
Yeah.
You know, she's got glasses on. And, you know, yeah. I mean, she, you know, the guy said he is. She broke my ribs. She gave me brain damage. And, you know,
but how does she do that? I don't back up for a second, though, Chad, because wait, you said she ran over him like with what? Because she weighs like what? Like 92 pounds.
So I don't actually know the intricacies of the case either, like how the actual accident occurred, whether she was on a snowmobile or
she was skiing, and they were saying she was skiing downhill too fast, recklessly, not paying attention. And because she was probably taking selfies of herself and telling everybody, don't eat. The best thing for you to do is not eat. And that's the best thing for you to do is never eat again and just become an eritarian. Right.
An eritarian. Oh my god. Okay,
so well, I mean, so she wants a dollar. She wants a dollar and all of her legal fees covered. He wants 300 grand because
right.
of he had like four broken ribs, which is embarrassing. How do you have it's embarrassing, but skiing's dangerous. Yeah, like, ask Sonny Bono.
This is the thing. Like, how did she do that? How did she break that? That's what I don't know. Okay, so she's doing that. I didn't even know this was a thing. Like, they really kept this out of the paper. I didn't see this when it happened. So her PR team did a really good job of keeping her above water, you know, and making
well, and
sure
the fact that the fact that it's in a trial. I mean, I can't believe she didn't settle and that this just didn't kind of fizzle out. That, but she's like, nope, we're going all the way with this.
Yeah. Yeah, it's pretty remarkable. So,
it is pretty, you know, that's true. Like when, because, you know, nowadays it's just like, sometimes it's just easier to go, here's 300 grand, go away. Because he originally wanted 1.3.
Exactly.
Then he amended it himself and says, no, I only want $300,000. But this happened.
A lot less.
This happened 7 years ago. That's how long it's taken him to get to trial with this. And I don't know what the settlement is going to be, but I just find the whole thing, again, it's, you know, I find that as interesting as politics nowadays.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. All that stuff is so like, juicy.
But 7 years, 7 years is an eternity. She's gotten like a whole new husband since then.
Is she married?
It's like, Oh, yeah. She married somebody. She got rid of that Coldplay dude. I think he got too bloated. And then, you know, she went on to like some other dude that's like some producer or something. I don't know.
Oh.
I think
were they the worst couple in the history of couples?
That was odd. That was an odd pairing.
It was the conscious uncoupling. That's when we first heard that term, and we just wanted to punch people in the face. You don't.
That is such a white person thing.
Divorces suck. It is, isn't it? It's like, this is the thing. We used to talk about that on our show, how we wanted to see, like, remember when Hollywood used to have like messy divorces? And we'd all be able to just kind of enjoy that a little bit. And now they're like, we're consciously uncoupling for the children.
We're still the best of friends.
Right. We love each other so much. We just love.
They're the worst. Maybe I should run her over with some skis. Wouldn't it be great? And I would look down at her and I'm like, "That's what you get for consciously uncoupling. You got a divorce, you nut job."
Right.
And stop exactly. making candles. Stop like, making vagina candles.
So dumb. And the eggs, the jade eggs that you put, God knows where. Stop it. Stop putting things that don't belong in your hoo-ha, in your hoo-ha. Stop it.
That's how Trump got in this mess.
Precisely.
Exactly.
That's what I heard. I love talking to ladies.
The chicks. We come full circle, Chad. Yeah.
We do. They are the chicks on the right. If people want to follow you, which they should do, listen to you guys, what do they do?
They should go wherever podcasts are found and make sure that they're listening to our podcast or watching us every single day. They can get all of our socials at chicksontheright.com/links.
Right on.
Yep.
All right, ladies. I love it. I can't wait to talk to you guys again. We got to do more fun stuff. We got to do some more video stuff because it's hilarious.
Yes. Yes. Chad.
Because my OnlyFans is struggling right now, and I know yours isn't really popping. So we got to figure this out.
That's right. It's really not. There's a genre for that. There's a genre. Yeah.
All right, ladies. I'll talk to you guys later.
Bye.
Thanks, Chad.
Bye.
Bye.
Hey, are the chicks on the right? Follow them. Check them out on YouTube as well. Solid. Always good to have. The stuff we said before the show was for podcast only, if you will. We're going to be doing more stuff with them as well. 323-538-2423 at Chad Benson Show. Your Twitter, your Instagram, all of the other things. So far, the banks are still intact. That's good news. Right? So far today, what will happen? Was it 186 banks are potentially at risk is what I saw yesterday? You don't want to be in a position where stuff could go south. That's why you need to talk to my buddies over at Swiss America. They're going to help you out in a lot of different ways. One of the things Swiss America can do for you is make sure you have something tangible in your hands. I have something right now. It is a Walking Liberty silver half dollar, $12.50 each, delivered to you. Right? Swiss America has been the leader for over four decades when it comes to precious metals, and they're incredible. Silver is an attractive buy at this moment, and having coins is awesome because it's tangible in your hands. Let's just say you woke up and all of a sudden your bank account was, and you don't know what to do and you can't get it out, and there's been a run on the bank. You have something tangible that you could liquidate. That is a win. Protect yourself against inflation and the what-if scenario. Get yourself the Walking Liberty half dollars from Swiss America now. $12.50 each. Limit 250 per customer. Call or text now. 800-289-2646. 800-289-2646. Or visit SwissAmerica.com/Chad. SwissAmerica.com/Chad. At Chad Benson Show. Twitter, your Instagram. Check out the podcast. You're missing the show as well. This is the Chad Benson Show.
Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. That should brighten your day a little. Actually, a lot. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Judy was boring.
Hello.
Then Judy discovered ChumbaCasino.com.
It's my little escape.
Now Judy's the life of the party.
Oh, baby. Mama's bringing home the bacon.
Whoa. Take it easy, Judy. The Chumba life is for everybody. So go to ChumbaCasino.com and play over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Ch-ch-chumba. ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
You stink like fear and white male privilege to me.
I do often out myself verbally as agender. My pronouns are they, them, and I'm proud to be agender.
Are you stupid?
Robin! What? Are you kidding me?
Not a great way to use your white privilege.
Some people get it. Some people don't.
You're listening to The Chad Benson Show.
I'm going to need it. Gun.
John Wick Chapter 4 technically opens Friday, but Thursday night previews are expected to earn at least $8 million, setting the stage for an opening weekend gross as high as $70 million domestically and $117 million worldwide.
And so it begins.
If that happens, it'll be the biggest bow in the 9-year-old franchise's history, which has accomplished the rare feat of each successive entry's earnings topping the previous one.
Yeah,
I'm thinking I'm back. I love it. I'm sorry. I'm going to go see it. Jack and I have decided. My son Jack is coming out here. He'll be here later today. And you know, he's at that age. The action movies, no real sex in it. There's none of that stuff. It's just, you know, it's just John Wick kicking ass. We're going to go see it because I'm a good dad. I'd want my dad to take me to go see it. But there's violence. It's just get over it. It's awesome. And remember, he's back. Oh, my God, I love that. People keep asking me if I'm back. Yeah, I'm thinking I'm back. Oh, my God. I don't know if they're going to do another one. He's going to be in a, there's a crossover potentially with that movie Nobody that came out last, 2 years ago that might happen, but he's going to be in the ballerina, which is one of the assassins that came after him. He's going to be in one of those, and they're, you know, if it does 117 million worldwide on opening weekend, it's hard to turn away that kind of franchise. Even though they're like, this is the last one. I'm thinking it's not. I'm just throwing it out there. Missing the show, especially that interview with the chicks on the right, grab the podcast. Chad Benson Show.
This is the Chad Benson Show.
Hey guys, it is Ryan. I'm not sure if you know this about me, but I'm a bit of a fun fanatic when I can. I like to work, but I like fun too. It's a thing. And now the truth is out there. I can tell you about my favorite place to have fun. Chumba Casino. They have hundreds of social casino style games to choose from with new games released each week. You can play for free anytime, anywhere. And each day brings a new chance to collect daily bonuses. So join me in the fun. Sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today to... Has anyone seen the bride and groom?
Sorry, sorry, we're here. We were getting lucky in the limo and we lost track of time.
No, Lucky Land Casino. With cash prizes that add up quicker than a guest registry.
In that case, I pronounce you lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Daily bonuses are waiting. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Independent thoughts. Independent life. This is Chad Benson.
I'm looking at some of the insane deep fake pictures by AI of Trump being arrested. And my God, are they incredible. They look so real. It is frightening. You know, he wants to be arrested, too. People are claiming. I've said it. I'm telling you, he's asking. He's like, hey, is there any way I could get the Silence of the Lamb mask? Because, you know, I mean, you know he is. He can't be a martyr without the stuff. You need the whole thing. What kind of cuffs are we going to use? I prefer silver if you have them. If not, go with the black. I don't want the plastic things. I would like shackles. It's like, what? You know, he wants to kick in the door, and when you do it, no, you didn't do it right. Like, because he's a showman, right? Dude's a showman. He wants to set it up because it's a fundraising tool. That's what it is. It's a way to keep him alive. If press is around, if media is around, he's still relevant. If he's still relevant, he still exists in the world of politics, which is what he's enjoying. That's the reality of it. So, you know what? Howard Stern's old sidekick there, Robin Quivers, and him were talking about this stuff we have said for years and years, and apparently people are catching on to it now.
See, this is what my problem is with those news shows. They treat politics like sports. When something like the Super Bowl is coming up, you have 2 weeks to discuss what's going to happen in the Super Bowl.
They got to fill 24 hours a day. But, you know, it's crazy. The thing I love is that, you know, everyone is talking about Trump. And today he was, you know, yesterday was the day he was going to be arrested. But Trump is the one who said he was going to be arrested.
He drummed up the news again. I said, I guess people are happy because he's back and he's telling them what stories to cover.
Yeah, because it works. It works. They're loving this. They're soaking it up. They're soaking it up. And you can look. You can look and see that, yes, you know what? Ratings are up. Fox, CNN, MSNBC, because Trump became relevant. He's a drug to them. And they're a drug to him. They're both chasing the dragon. And that dragon is the need and want for each other. They're both chasing it. And at the end of the day, they're also both kind of like Lucy from Charlie Brown, where they move the football. but they're going to try to kick it over and over again. 323-538-2423 at Chad Benson Show is your Twitter. Tweet at us, text the program. Oh, will they get rid of TikTok? Will they not get rid of TikTok? I don't think they will, even though they know they should, because like a lot of things, it's too late.
Lawmakers and TikTok users speaking out ahead of today's testimony.
We can solve the issues without taking away something so precious to us all.
Some argue their small businesses would close without the exposure the app has given them. But one Republican lawmaker fired back with this response.
Those influencers, congressmen, it's their livelihood. What's your message to them?
Find another job.
Opponents of the app say TikTok poses a serious threat to national security. The Chinese-owned company collects users' data, including biometric information. Critics worry that data could be handed over to China's government.
Could be, is. Well, if they request it. They don't request it. They go take it. You think TikTok operates on its own accord? No, it doesn't. It doesn't do any of that. At all. It is owned by ByteDance, and anything owned in China, no matter what you think it is that you own, I've got my own little business. No, the Chinese Communist partner is 51% partner in your business. And whatever they want, they have the ruling vote. That's the reality of it. And they'll take it. Yes, they will. And people are going to be pissed and they're going to be angry and they're going to be frustrated. But the reality is we know the difference. Here's the thing. It's already there. How do you get rid of it? India did it in 2020, I think, or 21. But how do you get rid of something that's on 150 million people's phones in this country? Because the what they have out there right now is this bill. There's four of them, but it's like more of a suggestion. And, you know, can we get you to sell? Can we not get you to sell? We need to get you to sell. Ro Khanna was asked that, who's a Democrat from Silicon Valley.
Is there anything the CEO could say to put your mind at ease, Congressman?
Yeah, that he's going to sell.
Yeah. Now, in saying that, he also is an area that represents the likes of Facebook and Instagram and whatnot. And those places in and themselves are competitors. So selling would be good for them because TikTok is bitten off more than a little bit of the lion's share of the business out there. It has taken a giant. But then I listen to people and how upset they are about what's going on and how frustrated they are.
I would love for them to take a moment to download TikTok, to spend some time scrolling the app, going through it, find liking and engaging with the content they like, and understand why this app is such a big deal to us.
It might be a big deal to you. It might be. But national security is a bigger deal. At least I think so, but it's hard because you're going to be upset. And I get it. And it is addictive. The reels, the shorts on YouTube, the reels on Insta and all, they're addictive. There's no doubt. And TikTok is way more addictive than that. 323-538-2423 at Chad Benson Show is your Twitter. Tweet at us, text the program. One question, why in God's name was he at school? That's the question that needs to be asked after a shooting yesterday in Denver.
Authorities say that just before 10 a.m., the shooter was undergoing a daily safety pat-down due to previous behavioral issues when he opened fire.
The student then fled with the gun. Many of the students were in an assembly when they were put on lockdown.
They had to cut the performance and then tell us that we were actually on lockdown.
Others seeing first responders from their windows.
That's crazy, bro.
You saw them being placed in the ambulance and all that?
A lot of people did if they were in the library or anything with, like, windows.
Parents and family gathering outside the school waiting for word.
How many school shootings do we have to have? You know, this is going to affect our kids the rest of their lives.
I have a serious question about why in God's name was this kid in school, a kid who has to have two voluntary pat-downs a day? What the hell are you doing? Why are you allowing him in there? It's some of that, you know, newfangled, certain kids are overpunished. Certain kids are maybe punished too hard, and we need to find ways around it. And we shouldn't be punishing children. This is ridiculous. Somebody please explain to me how in the last couple months we have seen a six-year-old who threatened to kill his teacher, choked out another teacher, threatened to kill other classmates, attacked, locked teachers out of rooms and in rooms, attacked other children. Mother and father were at school with him every day except for the 2 days that he finally was able to pull off his caper by shooting a teacher in the chest. And this was after his sadness of not being able to burn her alive. Why the hell was he in school? Somebody please explain this to me. Why was this guy in school yesterday? Somebody explain that to me. Somebody who's going through two voluntary pat-downs a day, allowed to continue to go to school. Because we don't want to punish. No, there needs to be people standing up going, no, this kid should not be in school. He should never have been in school. He can either be homeschooled or go to a private area, not at the school and around other people, and have a, if this is what you guys are, this should never have happened. You put other kids at risk, and then, of course, two people got shot because of it. Now, he has since committed suicide. But I ask the question again, why was he at school? Because there are people out there who want to believe the best in everything and everybody and feel that this would be racial or that this would be wrong. And lo and behold, here you go. Two pat-downs. Voluntary pat-downs. Not because this guy's a kleptomaniac. You're like, dude, you got to watch out. This guy steals staples all the time. He's always stealing pens and pencils. No, no. But because they knew he was a threat. 323-538-2423 at Chad Benson Show's your Twitter tweet. Text, love hearing from all of you. Coming up, got a little What's Trending. We're also going to talk about yesterday. We took a trip downtown, and it was eye-opening for some of my coworkers here to see the difference between street people, bums, junkies, addicts, and homelessness. And there's a difference, unsheltered, whatever you want to call them. Got also an interesting report out of Portland. Where during the report, I'm watching it, I can guarantee you none of them have voted Republican in their life. And yet they continue to put the same people in place over and over again and then wonder why on their quiet street they get attacked at night by the unsheltered. 323-538-2423 at Chad Benson Show is your Twitter. Rough Greens, RUFFGreens.com/Chad. Go to Rough Greens right now. Get yourself an amazing, incredible pack of Rough Greens. It is Canine Vita Smart. It is a supplement you put on top of your dog's food with vitamins, minerals, probiotics, omega-3, 6, 9, all of this incredible stuff. And it's delivered just in this little package. And it's packs a punch. It's going to help your dog with their energy, with their aches, their pains, their joints, their digestive tract, and so many other things. It has been a godsend for my elder dog, and I know you will absolutely love what it does for your dog. Get a free bag now. All they ask you to do is cover the cost of shipping. RUFFGreens.com/Chad. RoughGreens.com/Chad. RoughGreens.com/Chad. Chad Benson Show.
It is Ryan here, and I have a question for you. What do you do when you win? Like, are you a fist pumper, a woo-hooer, a hand clapper, a high-fiver? I kind of like the high-five, but if you want to hone in on those winning moves, check out Chumba Casino. At ChumbaCasino.com, choose from hundreds of social casino-style games for your chance to redeem serious cash prizes. There are new game releases weekly, plus free daily bonuses, so don't wait. Start having the most fun ever at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void or prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Judy was boring.
Hello.
Then Judy discovered ChumbaCasino.com.
It's my little escape.
Now Judy's the life of the party.
Oh, baby, mama's bringing home the bacon.
Whoa, take it easy, Judy. The Chumba life is for everybody. So go to ChumbaCasino.com and play over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Hashtag me too. Hashtag immigration reforms. Hashtag help. I'm trapped in a hashtag factory and I can't get out. The Chad Benson Show.
Now it's time to find out
what's trending.
What's trending?
Einstein, James Dean, Davy Crockett, Peter Pan, Elvis Presley, Disneyland, Princess Grace, Peggy Grace, Trouble in the Suez.
Norway, Oman, Pakistan, Qatar, Russia, Suriname.
Playing that brass, that Lenny Bush and Lester Banks, birthday party, cheesecake, jelly bean, boom.
What's trending?
Let's find out what's trending in the world of, well, the interwebs. Start over in Google. Ramadan, number one trending thing yesterday. East High School, Denver. We're just talking about that and the shooting there. Again, answer the question, please. Why was he allowed to continue to come to school knowing he was a threat because he agreed to 2 pat downs per day? Somebody, please. Tornado, Los Angeles. That's right. Strongest one to hit LA in 4 decades. What was that? Justin Roiland, who was the co-creator of Rick and Morty, who was dumped by them after felony charges came out against him. And I say charges came out against him because of potentially a domestic dispute that happened a few years ago. Guess what? They fired him. They did all the stuff. They dropped all charges against him yesterday. So interesting to see. Again, we wait no more. The punishment comes immediately and then deal with what comes later on in situations like this. Head on over to the magical world of Twitter. Number one trending thing, National Puppy Day. Who doesn't love a puppy? Delicious indeed. Oh, Chad. TikTok CEO. Tons of TikTok stuff on Twitter today because they're getting grilled right now. They're getting grilled. And the fact is will we have the cojones enough to get rid of TikTok? I think, no, we don't. I don't think we do. And, we talked about it last hour. CCP, the Chinese Communist Party, has said, no, we're not going to sell it. And like I said, if you own a company in China, your partner, silent or otherwise, has 51% of your company's voting rights, while you take 100% of the risk, and that is China itself. Ooh, interesting. Yes, indeed. Very, very interesting. Affordable Care Act turns 13 today. Ooh, yeah. Forgot about that, didn't you? You know you did. And, of course, the Denver High School shooting, which is also trending because the suspect is dead. Looks like he committed suicide. Questions, again, are being asked. Why again? Because more is going to come out of this, just like everything else. Right? We found out about that little boy who shot the teacher. That, oh, yeah, we knew this person was going off because they told everybody they were going to do this. Even that kid was 6. Everybody kind of knew what he was doing and what he was up to. 323-538-2423. At Chad Benson Show is your Twitter. Tweet at us. Text the program. How about these apples? Southwest has had quite a last several months in the skies.
After taking off from Las Vegas, Southwest Airlines says one of the pilots became sick. The captain was apparently in a state unable to fly, so an off-duty pilot from another airline who was in the back flying as a passenger jumped into action, going to the flight deck and helping the first officer make the return to Las Vegas. The pilot from the other airline handled the radios, according to Southwest, while the first officer flew and landed the plane back in Las Vegas, where the captain got medical attention.
Interesting. They've had quite the year, Southwest has. It has not been a great year. It's not one of this is not one of those last 12 or 14 months they'll look back and go, nailed it. No, they won't. 323-538-2423. At Chad Benson Show's your Twitter. Tweet at us, text the program. I will say this, though. For all the headaches and stuff, planes aren't falling from the sky. And that's a good thing. I want to remind everybody that if you get somebody there, even if they're late, well, frustrating as it may be, you got me here. That's the most important side of the equation. Coming up, homelessness went down to downtown Phoenix that looks like downtown Portland or San Francisco or Los Angeles or Seattle. Eye-opening for some, especially around the station here. We'll talk about that straight ahead. Chad Benson Show.
The Chad Benson Show.
Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today to... Has anyone seen the bride and groom?
Sorry, sorry, we're here. We were getting lucky in the limo and we lost track of time.
No, Lucky Land Casino, with cash prizes that add up quicker than a guest registry.
In that case, I pronounce you lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Daily bonuses are waiting. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Okay, round two. Name something that's not boring.
A laundry? Ooh, a book club. Computer solitaire, huh?
Ah, oh, sorry. We were looking for Chumba Casino. That's right. Chumbacasino.com has over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Independent thoughts, independent life. This is Chad Benson.
So yesterday, we had a little field trip here at the station. So if you guys know, I do my morning show nationally, and then locally here in Phoenix, I have an afternoon show with a guy named Larry Gatos. We have a Gatos and Chad show. And so there, I'm a little bit more raw. To be honest with you guys, this is, if I did a podcast, you'd be like, oh my God, Chad. But I... Not that I hold back, there's only so much you can say on radio without getting in trouble, right? So, but there, locally here, we are, you know, I mean, it's definitely PG-ish, and they're very much a let's solutions kind of guy. I'm very much a realist in a lot of crap, and that's always been my gig. I'm a realist. I was a realist as a kid. Grew up in a tough situation. Is what it is. Not going to bitch about it. Wake up every day. I'm born in America. It's a win. We'll go from there. We've talked about homelessness here. And for months, I have talked about it because I have grown up in Long Beach and Los Angeles. Southern California. Saw it grow from being Skid Row to now being all over the place. From San Francisco to San Diego and everywhere in between. From Portland to Seattle and everywhere in between. Phoenix, you know, we went down and one of the big things we do here in the summer is we partner with a shelter that helps. And that shelter is St. Mary's, which is the first food bank, I think, in the world. And it's massive. And we help out, we raise money, and we do a lot of different things. And I was always like, this is a huge industrial complex, this homeless. Oh, Chad, you don't know. These people just need a hand up. Well, we went downtown to the tents, and it was eye-opening for many of them. People smoking meth and doing fentanyl, shooting up in front of them. Tents everywhere, as far as the eye can see, a carnival-like atmosphere, zombies, many of the people walking just in the middle of the road, people laying down, urinating on the side of the road in front of everybody, you know, drug dealers walking up and down the street. And Pablo, who is one of our producers, who's much like me, has grown up in and amongst it and recognizes and sees what it is. He and I, like, I just don't feel sorry. You feel sorry for the human being, but you feel sorry for society that allows people to through what I call their, they want to have compassion, and their idea of compassion is letting people do whatever they want to do without any actual caring for them by saying, no, this cannot happen. Nobody should live like this. Nobody. mental illness, man. There were prostitution everywhere. Oh, and by the way, a car handing out free cell phones, which was insane. But when we got back, we had a conversation, and to a person, every single one of them said, there's got to be a separation between people that are trying to get back in their life on their feet and what we saw. I said, yes. When we talk about homeless in this country, there is a difference between the street people who are drug addicts, junkies. There are some people out there that are mentally ill. The question has always been, what came first? Mental illness or the drugs? I will say at this point in time, I think the drugs drive you to that mental illness. But yes, there are people out there who struggle with mental illness and they try to use drugs to fight it. But most often than not, at this point in time, I think the drugs are so strong, it is crushing people. I'll throw some pictures up. We took some pictures yesterday. There are people, because I sent a picture to my uncle. He goes, is that a house? I said, yeah. So people have tents. You cannot get on the sidewalks because they have tents on the sidewalks. And I'm talking probably 1,000 to 12, 1,500 people within this like 2-square block area. And, you know, drug dealers walking up and down. How do you know they're drug dealers? I don't know. The gold watches, the gold around their necks, they're brand new Nikes, and the fact that they don't smell like urine, and they're the only ones who are walking and laughing and everybody's coming up to them, that's where I kind of went with that. But people live in these homes that have, there's this beautiful home, right? This craftsman-style home, and they have to have a fence up because, well, the nightmare that is in front of their house. Not to mention the businesses around there. Portland, you know exactly what this is all about. You're dealing with it on a daily basis. Even more insanity that's going on up there because it is now creeping into what? Normal neighborhoods. Most of these things, the reason this place is where it is, partially is because there are several shelters and food banks around there. But the shelters, we talk to people, they're empty most of the time at night. Because the people living on this, well, why don't they get help? They need help. They won't take help. Do people offer? People get offered it every day. The reason they won't take it is there's rules involved. And that rule is clean and sober. You got to follow the rules. There's a curfew. They want no part of that. And then it branches out. In America, pay attention to this because more stories are going to be coming from blue enclaves in big cities to neighborhoods right like this.
For those who live at this quadplex, they say this used to be a peaceful and quiet neighborhood. Up until a few years ago when RVs and tents began popping up. Originally okay, some of the neighbors saying they understand homelessness, but recently they say they witnessed an attack. Now feeling very unsafe, some say they wouldn't even dare go outside.
Who wants to live in a neighborhood where you're terrified to go outside even to your mailbox because you get attacked?
In broad daylight.
Neighbors say this man is being attacked by one of the individuals they're afraid of, living off the side of their street near Southeast 111th and Powell, something they say would have never happened a few years ago.
When I first moved in, it was like a Leave It to Beaver neighborhood.
We never had any.
That now it's like a Leave It to Beaver neighborhood if Leave It to Beaver was on crack cocaine and fentanyl.
Crime, no issues until the tents started moving in.
But they're just, and this entire story here in Portland is, they're trying to sympathize. Enough sympathy! Allowing people to die in front of your house because you want to be sympathetic is stupid. And it's not being kind to them. Politicians don't want to deal with this because there's no answer to this. Because the answer that you have to give is an answer that makes everybody upset. You got to be hard. You got to stop feeding them. You've got to stop essentially trying to save people who don't want to be saved. My buddy Gatos, who is, I love the guy to death. He's all that is white privilege. And he is also one of the most empathetic cats around. And I love that about him. But he says to me yesterday, which was, it was the light bulb in his head. Dude, you can't save any of these people. Even if you got them clean and sober, they're so far gone, they couldn't function in society. Bingo. But you know what you have? You have the ACLU already ready to sue. We were talking the other day about the train in Los Angeles. People masturbating in front of other people on a train. Several people passed out or doing drugs. One person laying potentially dead. The train driver, conductor, looks around and goes, ah, and crime everywhere. What are they arguing for? Well, they're going to court because they want less policing of these things. Because that's kind? No, the real answer is you got to stop. My dad was an addict and it eventually cost him his life. No matter how much you loved him, no matter how much we did, no matter how much we cared, all of the things, the reality is at the end of the day, it is a choice. And if you continue to give in, they'll go. All we're doing in these areas now, from Portland to Seattle, San Francisco, San Diego, Los Angeles, and now Phoenix, all that people are doing is making it comfortable for them to live their lives, wreaking hell and havoc on the neighborhoods around them, and, oh, by the way, comfortably dying with little repercussions. That is not love and kindness. That is sad. That is disgusting, and that is vile. In the story in Portland, one woman woke up with a person over her bed staring at her. And then she wants to talk about, well, I still care about these people. No, you don't. The reality is saying you care about, if you cared about them, you'd make sure they're gone. You make sure they move on from there. You make sure they got, you know what, the message. Sad. It really is. 323-538-2423 at Chad Benson Show. Is your Twitter, should piss you off. Pisses me off. Oh, man. Bulwark Capital doesn't piss me off. They make me smile. Markets all over the place. What are you doing about it? I was looking yesterday, man. It's crazy out there. I don't know. I don't think people know up from down. Well, today, 3 p.m. Pacific time, opportunity sitting with Zach Abraham and his entire staff as they do a live webinar. It's not going to cost you anything. You go to knowyourriskradio.com, knowyourriskradio.com. Zach's going to answer all your questions about risk management, how they handle portfolios, and how they're going to grow your portfolio. Don't rely on the government to pay for you down the road, because the reality is that's not a good bet at this point in time. Take matters into your own hands. Talk to my buddy Zach. Check out their live webinar. It's absolutely free today, going on at 3 p.m. Pacific time. Go to knowyourriskradio.com to sign up. Knowyourriskradio.com. See what it is that they do different. See what they've done in the past and how successful they've been. Go to knowyourriskradio.com to sign up now, 3 p.m. Pacific time, with Bulwark Capital Management. Investment advisory services offered through Trek Financial LLC, an SEC registered investment advisor. It's the Chad Benson Show.
Florida shows us how to deal with traffic-blocking protesters. President Biden tells Israel he opposes any retaliation for Iran's weekend attack. And some House Republicans are ready to boot the speaker once again. I'm Greg Corumbus. Join Jim Garrity of National Review and me each weekday for the Three Martini Lunch podcast. We'll give you the good, bad, and crazy news of the day, and hopefully a lot of laughs, too. Join us. Follow the Three Martini Lunch on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
In an attempt to divide America and Israel, leftists have spread hateful falsehoods about Israel and its right to self-defense. You deserve the truth. Hey, y'all, it's Sarah from The Sarah Carter Show. Israel has missiles flying over its head, yet the radical left is calling them racist, evil, and every other smear imaginable. It's disgusting. And on this week's Sarah Carter Show, we expose them for what they are: anti-Semitic lies about our Jewish brothers and sisters. Subscribe to The Sarah Carter Show on your favorite podcast app.
The Chad Benson Show, where we reach across the aisle and occasionally poke someone in the eye.
A meaty mystery in Highland Park after a series of unwanted Uber Eats deliveries.
More than a half dozen neighbors are finding fast food on their porch that they didn't order.
A well-fed group of neighbors is starving for an answer.
Why are we all getting deliveries of McDonald's and Taco Bell and Starbucks that none of us ordered?
Morgan Currier has been swamped with mysterious Uber Eats deliveries over the past 3 weeks.
Sometimes it would just be like 4 orders of milk from McDonald's. And we'd be like, who's ordering this?
I don't know. It's a mystery. We don't know who's ordering what, for God's sakes. That's insane. It's really weird, though. Like, you're going to eat it? If McDonald's showed up in my home, I don't know. If it showed up out of nowhere, I got to be honest. I don't know if I'm eating it. Right? I just don't know if I'm eating it. And it says, from Putin, love, no. I don't know. I don't think I am. Be honest with you. And I'm a guy that loves McDonald's.
Free food, it's kind of funny.
Absolutely funny, until it's not. And the fast food starts piling up.
I've probably received 30 meals, maybe around like 10, probably about 30 to 40.
We probably got about 40 bags of food. About 80% of the time, it was a single Chicken McCrispy.
How many have you eaten?
Enough to haunt my dreams.
But even more haunting is the question, who is paying for all these meals?
Who is paying for it? I don't know. Again, I just don't know. I'm a crispy. I ate it. I don't know if I would. I have to be honest. I'm thinking no. But there is some weird stuff happening. The vegans, of course, always have to complain.
An Uber spokesperson says the company has opened an investigation into the unwanted orders, taken action against a number of accounts, and is now monitoring orders to the block in question.
Every neighbor has a different idea of what this is. Well, we thought it was credit card fraud, a marketing campaign, rich kids on TikTok who are trying to have some commentary on millennials.
Every single theory we have, the more you dig into it, just kind of unravels at some point.
I am a vegetarian, and they've been sending a lot of meat. Most of us are vegetarian here. I wish some vegetarian stuff was coming.
Most of us are vegetarian here, and they should know that. They should really know that. I'm just letting you guys know. Most of us are veggies. We only eat veggies. Don't trust a vegetarian. 323-538-2423. At Chad Benson Show is your Twitter. The mystery of the meat arriving. Oh, my Lord. Craziness. You know, the TikTok thing, we're going to get deeper into TikTok. Just technology itself is incredible. If you've not seen the, you can go to Drudge, I think, at the front page right now, but you can look it up. It's the AI that has been done with the pictures of Trump escaping from the police and then being taken down by the police, which is not real. And we've talked about it over and over again for the last several weeks because, you know, I've been fortunate enough to be playing with the AI stuff for quite a while, thanks to my uncle and the connections. And we had opportunities to beta test some of the stuff and it's been very cool. And it's amazing. And, you know, some of the other stuff we're already beta testing is just where it is now and where it's going is insane. But people laugh at me when I say this is as big as it gets in our lifetime. You know, the phone, the internet, all of those things. And there was an op-ed by Bill Gates, and he came out and said, this is one of those moments. This is a moment in time. The wheel, you know, electricity, this is changing everything at lightning speed. And as we head into 2024, I thought there would be another election cycle, like 2026 midterms, before we would see the deep fakes and stuff. It's happening now. And what is it going to be like 6 months from now, 1 year from now? I couldn't tell you. And in a world where we're increasingly less informed, but we've got more data, that's scary. That is so scary. And TikTok, as we'll get into it a little bit later next hour, you know, because they're going to be up there in front of the old one of the committees today getting grilled about sell. The fact is that is a perfect place to spread stuff. And, you know, we have 150 million users in this country alone. And like I said, we've have more data than ever before. We've got access to more information than we've ever had before. and yet we're less informed in so many ways. It's insane. It really is. But AI is going to have some great stuff too. It really is. Some of that medical stuff we talked about yesterday and what they're doing with, you know, how fast it's going. And doctors, the people that lean into this, the people that truly lean into this right here of how to use AI are going to do so well. The people that fight it, the people that push back, the people that are, no. Somebody goes, how do you use it in your everyday life? There are so many applications. How about you need a PowerPoint? Let it do it for you in a second. It's gonna, right now, it writes your emails for you and your responses. But also could be dangerous because what if it's listening to you and it knows that you don't like this person and it throws a little something there at the end? Hey, Steve, I think you're a Richard. 323-538-2423. At Chad Benson Show is your Twitter. Tweet at us, text the program, miss any show, grab the podcast. This here be the Chad Benson Show.
This is the Chad Benson Show. Independent thoughts, independent life. This is Chad Benson.
If your goal is to, how should I say this, stop Trump, as Van Jones said, it's the progressive dream, right? Is to stop Trump. If your goal is to stop him, then don't feed him. If I'm the DA of New York, I have brought Trump back into a position of power because he's top of mind. I've brought him back into a position of bringing him out of the tech wilderness, out of the wilderness where he was talked about but not really focused upon. If I am any of these people, until you have an indictment, you don't feed the fire. And the media has been insane about feeding the fire because they live for Trump. Even Howard Stern has been ripping this insanity of the media, but they have nothing. You know, I said it before he was president of the United States. You have nothing. You're going to find out after he leaves. Hey, wait a minute here. Our audience wasn't here because they found us interesting or because we did good work. They found our subject interesting. Oh.
I was watching MSNBC yesterday. They were going berserk with, Trump potentially being arrested.
These indictment possibilities.
Oh, my God. It's the same discussion over and over again. They go, it's very possible that President Trump will be indicted according to... First of all, Trump.
We don't know, but.
And then they all come on the air and they're all discussing whether or not Trump's going to be indicted. I go, you know what? Why don't you sit tight and wait and see instead of like
that's
speculating?
Right. You don't have to speculate.
Yeah, but they got nothing else to do. You got to fill time, right? I mean, that's what it is. You've got to fill the time. But so much of this has nothing to do about Trump's indictment. It has all to do with themselves. The media is soaking this up because they love this stuff because he brings them eyeballs that they don't normally have, especially after the failed taxes and, of course, Russia. Him being back in the news gives them both what they want, coverage and ratings.
See, this is what my problem is with those news shows. They treat politics like sports. When something like the Super Bowl is coming up, you have 2 weeks to discuss what's going to happen in the Super Bowl.
They got to fill 24 hours a day. But, you know, it's crazy. The thing I love is that, you know, everyone is talking about Trump. And today he was, you know, yesterday was the day he was going to be arrested. But Trump is the one who said he was going to be arrested.
He drummed up the news again. I said, I guess people are happy because he's back and he's telling them what stories to cover.
Yeah. And I will guarantee you this, as the ratings play itself out, right? And Rachel Maddow led the charge. She did a show because they pay her $30-some million a year to do a show once in every great while. For the first time in a long time, MSNBC was well over the 2 million viewership mark, which isn't a ton in today's world, but we're also very fragmented. I mean, we always talk about like, well, you know, back in the day, MASH got 150 million people to watch the final episode. Yeah, but there was 8 channels. So let's just take a deep breath compared to what we have now. We're very fragmented in the way that we view, but they're bringing back audience. And that is, you watch over the next week or so, all of their viewership is going to be up because people are curious. If you want to stop the beast, if that's your ultimate goal, then feeding the beast everything he wants is going to grow him in power. It's going to make him the martyr he wants. It's going to help him raise money. It's going to do all of the things that he's hoping. He let them play upon their wants, hopes, by saying he was going to be arrested on Tuesday. Now, in saying that, could there still be a chance that he is going to be indicted and then arraigned? Absolutely. But there's also some serious issues with Alvin Bragg and whether or not he had some serious problems with, did he abuse his power? Did he not report some stuff that should have been given to the defense? All of this stuff is going to come out. But if you really are interested in not seeing him continue to rise back into power, then don't cover him. It's that simple. Don't give him the oxygen he needs. Don't feed the beast. But it's tough because people are obsessed with him on both sides of the aisle. We go a long time here without talking about Trump. An indictment of a president, no matter who it is a historic. But much like Ed Koch used to say, he lived for the cameras, the old mayor of New York. And the people when they did the big documentary out of him, we spoke to somebody who did the documentary. He always said his fear was the minute the cameras went away, he would die, meaning he no longer existed. The media can't give it up. He is the drug on which they are addicted to. They're chasing the dragon always, and that dragon is Trump. 323-538-2423. At Chad Benson Show is your Twitter. Tweet at us. Text the program. TikTok. Oh, TikTok. On the Hill today. What? Yeah, the hearings are happening today. It's going to be interesting. It's going to be interesting because it's funny. There are 4 bills out there. 1, 2, 3, 4. To ban TikTok. Out of the 4 bills, only one of them has support from the White House. And it's not really a ban. It's kind of an oversight suggestion of whether or not they should get rid of TikTok. But they are going to put the CEO in front and center today. His name is he's the chief executive officer. His name is Xiao Chu. And he's going to have to answer a lot of questions. By the way, he has very few friends on the Hill when it comes to this.
Lawmakers and TikTok users speaking out ahead of today's testimony.
We can solve the issues without taking away something so precious to us all.
Some argue their small businesses would close without the exposure the app has given them. But one Republican lawmaker fired back with this response.
Those influencers, congressmen, who it's their livelihood, what's your message to them?
Find another job.
Opponents of the app say TikTok poses a serious threat to national security. The Chinese-owned company collects users' data, including biometric information. Critics worry that data could be handed over to China's government.
No, it is being handed over to China's government. By the way, ByteDance, who is the parent company, has on numerous occasions been caught already doing stuff. They have the Texas Project, which is this project where it's completely set up in an area where supposedly CCP, that's the Chinese Communist Party, and China and ByteDance, the parent company, can't access it, which we know is a bunch of crap. We know it's all a bunch of crap. It is. It is. Some people are stupid. They're going to buy into all of this stuff, and they're just like, you know, this is crazy. This is Jamal Brown, who is a congressman, D, from New York.
Why the hysteria and the panic and the targeting of TikTok? As we know, Republicans in particular have been sounding the alarm, creating a red scare around China. They've been doing it in a variety of ways when it comes to economic competition and when it comes to technology. In terms of TikTok's behavior and its risk to national security, it poses about the same threat Facebook, Instagram, YouTube, and Twitter pose. So let's not marginalize and target TikTok.
He's an idiot, by the way. That's what I played that because he's an idiot. Right. That's somebody. Oh, the China's no threat. We're just he's the person that wants to pet the bear because he thinks the bear is not a threat, because the bear should know that inherently he understands that the bear is a marginalized creature and that he gets what's going on with the bear and the bear will like him, not understanding that the bear is going to eat him. No, no. Another Democrat is speaking about this. And by the way, this Democrat is, you know what? He is somebody who is let's just say not in the same position as that Democrat, Ro Khan, from Silicon Valley. He represents the Silicon Valley area. Seems to be about the only normal Democrat that's out there anymore. Can anything happen here, Ro, that would make you feel good? Could the CEO say anything that would make you feel good?
Is there anything the CEO could say to put your mind at ease, Congressman?
Yeah, that he's going to sell.
Yeah, there you go. There you go. That's it. That's it. People are upset about it. I get it. But I'm going to say this. It's not about TikTok. Understand, this is nothing to do with TikTok. This is all to do with China. Nothing to do with TikTok. We've allowed just as much as we thought growing the relationship with China and capitalism and consumer spending and stuff would slow China down and eventually get China to understand that you can't, you know, have the way of life that you had, you know, and try to be like the Soviets. And they embrace some of that. But in growing their world, we became growers in consumerism. We've allowed them to infiltrate here in throughout college campuses. And I'm not talking about the students. Trust me, you don't think there's spying going on everywhere? I mean, yesterday at the border, you see all the Chinese nationals that are swarming across the border. What's that about? So we should ask some serious questions. They are about themselves. China cares wholly about themselves. We've talked to Gordon Chang. We've talked to many other national security experts. Everybody knows where they're going. This has nothing to do with the app TikTok and all to do with, and I say this, China, in particular, the Communist Party. That's what this has to do with. And if you think it's a big red scare that the GOP is coming about, it's usually because you're a Democrat and you agree with a lot of what China's about. You want authoritarianism, you want one party rule, and you want that party to be God, Yahweh, the end all to be all. China cares about China first, period. 323-538-2423 at Chad Benson Show. Is your Twitter, your Instagram, all of the other things, a lot of stuff still to squeeze into. Man, there's some interesting stuff out there. Yesterday, that shooting in Denver, and what I don't hear a lot of people talking about in that shooting that needs to be talked about, and the question of why the hell was this kid in school at all? 323-538-2423 at Chad Benson Show. It's your Twitter, your Instagram. Rough Greens, RUFFGreens.com/Chad. Get a free bag of Rough Greens right now. Vitamins, minerals, probiotics, omega-369, all of this incredible stuff that is rolled up right there in one amazing supplement, and it is incredible. You just sprinkle it on top of your dog's food, and your dog's food comes to life. It is amazing. It has been a huge helper for my older dog in particular. So Jack, my son, is coming out today, and he'll be here for about 10 days. And every time he comes out, he says the same thing. I can't believe Doodle's still alive. Doodle's still alive, singularly, in my opinion, because of Rough Greens. Because we continue to see how healthy he is, and it is simple. We just sprinkle the stuff on top of it. Try it for your dog. See the difference it'll make in your dog's life. Try it for free right now. RUFFGreens.com/Chad. Free bag for you. You cover the cost of shipping. RoughGreens.com/Chad. RoughGreens.com/Chad. At Chad Benson Show is your Twitter. CHADBENSON. The chicks on the right will join the program. Talk to him about all kinds of stuff, as well as my visit yesterday to the downtown encampment. The homeless encampment, and it opened some eyes around here. I'll tell you that. Chad Benson Show.
You're listening to The Chad Benson Show.
Authorities say that just before 10 a.m., the shooter was undergoing a daily safety pat-down due to previous behavioral issues when he opened fire.
The student then fled with the gun. Many of the students were in an assembly when they were put on lockdown.
They had to cut the performance and then tell us that we were actually on lockdown.
Others seeing first responders from their windows.
That's crazy.
You saw them being placed in the ambulance and all that.
A lot of people did if they were in the library or anything with like windows.
Parents and family gathering outside the school waiting for word.
How many school shootings do we have to have? You know, this is going to affect our kids the rest of their lives.
Why the hell was that kid in school? I'm going to say that again. Why the hell was that kid in blanking school? Anybody want to tell me that? A kid who has to go through daily pat-downs? Why is he in class? Why is he in school? Why is he on the ground? Somebody, please tell me why this is happening. We had that six-year-old in Virginia shot the teacher, wanted to burn the teacher alive. Parents had to go to school with him every day. It was the only week they weren't going to school with him to see how that worked out, and he shot the teacher. Why was that kid still in school? Why are we trying to do this insane thing where we think every child deserves this opportunity? Yes, every child does. Who can handle it? But if you're a threat to others, at some point in time, oh, every child deserves to have some safety. Am I right? This no discipline BS, and that's what I'm telling you, we're finding out more and more about it. Like, well, you know, it's like we shouldn't discipline. No. This kid should never have been in blanking school. He had to go through two voluntary pat-downs a day. I'm asking the question, why again was he in school? Now, the suspect has been found. He fled yesterday.
After a massive manhunt, authorities confirming they have discovered the body of the 17-year-old gunman accused of shooting two administrators at his high school in Denver. Investigators say the gunman, identified as Austin Lyle, was found near his SUV, the vehicle about 50 miles from the school where the shooting happened.
The two victims identified as Gerald Mason and Eric Sinclair. Overnight, Mason released from the hospital in good condition. Sinclair remains in serious condition.
I go back to, why was he in school? It's a horrible situation, but I mean, as if I was a student, I'd be like, dude, that guy has to get pat down every day. If they're that worried about it, maybe he shouldn't be here. We can't stop that from happening. It's, again, questions that need to be answered, and here comes more lawsuits. By the way, they got rid of student resource officers and they voted immediately last night after the incident that they're going to reapply student resource officers. Why did they get rid of student resource officers? George Floyd. Not that this would have changed anything, but, oh, wow, maybe we should have some on the campus. 323-538-2423 at Chad Benson Show is your Twitter. Tweet at us, text the program. Love hearing from every single one of you. Coming up next, Chicks on the Right going to join said program. Talk about all kinds of stuff, including, and I do mean including, a little bit of Ron DeSantis. He just seems very stale. And I'm going to bring that up with the ladies because he's very stiff. He's very boring. And when all things are equal in this country, we are still a country that is a cult of personality. And that is the tiebreaker. I want to talk to the chicks about that. A lot of other stuff. 323-538-2423. You can text the program. Love hearing from all of you. This year be the Chad Benson Show.
The Chad Benson Show.
Independent thoughts, independent life. This is Chad Benson.
We love talking to these young ladies. We were just talking about cougars earlier, and they're a little cougarish to say the least. The chicks on the right join us. Mark and Daisy. Oh, my goodness. We were talking about cougars. We were talking about awful things that we can't say on anything but a podcast. God, podcasts are so amazing, aren't they?
We get really, gosh, we do say awful things off the air. It's your fault, Chad. You're so bad.
Bad influence.
I'm horrible.
So bad. You are a bad influence on us. We're actually really nice people. And then we start talking to you and it's like, what happens? Mock.
That's how I know I'm doing well. That's how I know I'm doing well. If I can make you feel bad about laughing, I done good.
I do feel a little guilty based on some of the conversations pre-taping.
Let's get serious for a second. Donald Trump slept with an ugly woman and had to pay $130,000. And I mean ugly in her soul to her to go away. Okay. And he may go to pretend jail because it's really not going to happen. This is a win for him, isn't it?
I think he thinks it is. Like, he's acting like it's the greatest thing ever. He's the one that brought it up, for crying out loud.
I mean, he's becoming a martyr. I mean, if you go by our comments, you know, because I always look at the comments when we do our podcast in the morning. And people are getting, listen, people get riled up because they really like him. And so, and listen, rightly so when it comes to him being politically persecuted, because they are, let's face it, if this were anybody else, nobody would care. I mean, you know, when it comes to the Stormy Daniels stuff, like, every congressman hasn't diddled a porn star, right? I mean, it's like, let's just get real. Like, this, they're trying to get him for anything, Chad. I mean, this is, we all know this, and they're just going to keep going after this guy. They've been going after him for years, and I think people are just tired of it. So they see a lot of, you know, this whole targeting conservatives thing. They feel a lot of themselves. They see him sort of a representation of conservatives being targeted. And so they take that to heart. They feel personally persecuted when they see him being targeted. And so, yeah, people are pissed off. So this is kind of a win for him, because he is doing that on purpose. He's saying, look, they're coming after you through me. And he is using this. And, you know, it's a good tactic, right?
It's a great grift. I keep saying I would love to see the amount of money he raised from his announcement on Saturday that he was going to be arrested till where it is now. Now, he didn't say what Tuesday. He just said a Tuesday he's going to be arrested. And so I think we got to remind everybody that. But because that's the other side of this. The amount of money pouring in is got to be tremendous.
Oh, yeah, for sure. And he is milking it, right? That's why, again, he was the one that broke the news to everybody. And now there's speculation that there may not actually be an indictment because of how bungled Alvin Bragg has taken this case. And I mean, it's a ridiculous case to begin with, but the fact that he has apparently withheld some information, I mean, it's just getting uglier and uglier. So who knows what's going to happen? But yeah, he's increasing in the polls. He's raking in the money for fundraising. It's all great for Donald Trump.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, talking to the chicks on the right, we love to sit down and chat with about politics, pop culture, fun stuff. We were talking about Gwyneth Paltrow. Maybe we'll revisit that in a little bit if we can, and we'll have to use some beeps. But the other side of it is all these people that, quote unquote, he's going to run against has to come out, and they have to say what you need to say, which even people on the left are saying, this is absolutely ridiculous. And they have to throw it out there, right? Like, and kind of defend the guy for how ridiculous this is. But I keep looking at Ron DeSantis, who, you know, God bless him, he is the stiffest individual on the planet. There is zero humor. There is he is just as boring and dull as it gets. And unfortunately, ladies, we live in a world where personality is king. And queen and non-gender and what, but it personality matters. And he has zero personality.
These are lies.
I think he's more personable than, say, like a Scott Walker. What did they used to call him? Aggressively normal. Isn't that what they used to call him?
That's what he called himself.
He called himself. I think he's like more, he has more personality than that. And then he also has like such a perfect little family, and the, you know, the little nuclear family, and he has the military experience. I mean, I think there's all that wrapped into him. There's a, there's a picturesque, like, perfect guy in front of you when it comes to, like, the presidential. But he's not. Is he running? I mean, this is the thing. Is the guy running? I mean,
he's like, losing weight. That's part of it, right? He's got a book and he's losing weight. And he's been to Iowa three times, for God's sakes.
Well, and apparently in this Piers Morgan interview, he came closer than ever to actually, I mean, he said everything, but I'm officially declaring. He was talking about why he's right to be president, why he's qualified, why, you know, why it's a good time to, I mean, he said all the things except for the words, I am officially doing this.
God, he's like Hillary right now. He is literally Hillary. It's driving me crazy. Just run. Remember when Hillary did this?
But he's got to wait for the law. He's got to wait for the legislature to say, yes, you can run for president while you're governor without quitting your job. That's, I think, what he's waiting on.
And he's waiting till the end of May, right? Or the middle of May. And to do
Is that when that happens?
I think so. He's boring. Nobody pays attention to anything else. He's a meatball, right? Is that what he calls
meatball?
So
you don't like him?
Here's the thing. I like Ron DeSantis. If my choice between Ron DeSantis or Donald Trump, I think Ron is the right person for the job. I just think how many times did we see Mitt Romney? Mitt Romney was the right person. He could have done a great job. And the reality is Mitt Romney was a mannequin. I remember watching that. God, it was like a documentary, you know, that his son's best friend filmed, and the stuff that was not in front of the camera, you're like, that guy had a chance. The wooden Indian I see here has no chance.
The wooden Indian. Plus, didn't he strap like dogs to the top of his car or something? Remember? Like he lost me at that. He was Guy Smiley. You know, he was just that guy. You're right. He is. He's just very phony. A lot of these guys are like that. They feel like they have to be a certain way in front of the camera. They just feel like they have to be a certain way when they become politicians. And it is a shame because you don't have to be. Just be real. And that is why Donald Trump resonated with so many people, is because he just is kind of a goofball. He says the things and he bumbles and he fumbles and he can be kind of a jerk sometimes. But people find that endearing. People like that because he's just freaking real. And I think people they want that. They want somebody who just says the things and screws it up and tweets stupid crap. And unfortunately, that's where we are. I hate that it's a cult of personality now. I really do hate that. I hate that we're voting based on a person and a cult of personality rather than somebody who can get the job done. You know what I mean?
Absolutely. It's a sad situation. I mean, because let's be real. Like, so all Democrats, you know, and Republicans, most of the people, when they get to the point where they're running, like they have a template, you know, like here, we're joking about Governor Kari Lake was running. They're all the same. They have the same template. They virtually believe the same thing. So at the end of the day, the tiebreaker is going to be your cult of personality. Can you resonate? Mm-hmm. Who do you want to have a beer with? Who do you want to hang out with? Is the tiebreaker now in politics?
That's probably right.
I would totally have a beer with
Ron DeSantis, and I don't even drink beer. So
yeah, but you also think he's hot, you know?
Well, not so much anymore. Like back in the day, though, yeah, he was smoking.
Yeah,
is that when he was a groomer?
Okay.
When he was wearing his military uniform, he was hot.
He was so hot. The whole groomer thing.
Was that ridiculous?
And now Trump is trying, like, he's trying to make it look like he's sort of gay. You know what I mean? Like in the tweet, you know, he's just like, maybe I'll just plant the seed that maybe he's secretly gay. Anything wrong with that, but he's secretly, like, it's just politics is so
gross.
Stupid. It is.
It's gross.
Yeah, it is pretty gross.
It is gross. That's why let's talk about something real, as I talk to the chicks on the right. So Gwyneth Paltrow ran over a guy in Utah, and and now she's being sued for $300,000. And the fact that she has to be on the stand is hilarious. You know, she's got glasses on. And, you know, the guy said she broke my ribs. She gave me brain damage. And, you know,
how does she do that? Back up for a second though, Chad, because you said she ran over him. Like with what? Because she weighs like 92 pounds.
So I don't actually know the intricacies of the case either, like how the actual accident occurred, whether she was on a snowmobile or
she
what.
Was skiing, and they were saying she was skiing downhill too fast, recklessly, not paying attention. Okay. And because she was probably taking selfies of herself and telling everybody, don't eat. The best thing for you to do is not eat. And that's right. The best thing for you to do is never eat again and just become an eritarian. Right.
An eritarian. Oh, my God. Okay.
So, she wants a dollar. She wants a dollar and all of her legal fees covered. He wants $300,000.
Right.
Because of he had like four broken ribs, which is embarrassing. It's embarrassing. But skiing's dangerous. Yeah, ask Sonny Bono.
This is the thing. Like, how did she do that? How did she break that? That's what I don't know. Okay, so she's doing that. I didn't even know this was a thing. Like, they really kept this out of the paper. I didn't see this when it happened. So her PR team did a really good job of keeping her above water, you know, and making
well, and
sure
the fact that
looked-
it's it, the fact that it's in a trial. I mean, I can't believe she didn't settle and that this just didn't kind of fizzle out. That, but she's like, nope, we're going all the way with this.
Yeah, it's pretty remarkable. So,
that's true. Like when, because you know, nowadays it's just like sometimes it's just easier to go here's $300,000, go away. Because he originally wanted 1.3, exactly. Then he amended it himself and says, no, I only want $300,000. But this happened
a lot less.
This happened 7 years ago. That's how long it's taken him to get to trial with this. And I don't know what the settlement is going to be, but I just find the whole thing again. It's, you know, I find that as interesting as politics nowadays.
Oh yeah. Yeah. That stuff is so juicy.
But 7 years, 7 years is an eternity. She's gotten like a whole new husband since then.
Is she married?
It's like, Oh yeah. She married some. She got rid of that Coldplay dude. I think he got too bloated, and then you know she went on to like some other dude that's like some producer or something. I don't know. Oh. I think
were they the worst couple in the history of couples?
That was an odd pairing.
It was the conscious uncoupling. That's when we first heard that term, and we just wanted to punch people in the face. You don't.
That is such a white person.
Divorces suck. It is, isn't it? It's like, this is the thing. We used to talk about that on our show, how we wanted to see, like, remember when Hollywood used to have like messy divorces and we'd all be able to just kind of enjoy that a little bit. And now they're like, we're consciously uncoupling for the children.
We're still the best of friends.
Right. We love each other so much. We just love.
They're the worst. Maybe I should run over with some skis. Wouldn't it be great? And I would look down at her and I'm like, that's what you get for consciously uncoupling. You got a divorce, you nut job.
Right.
And stop making candles. Stop making vagina candles.
So dumb. And the eggs, the jade eggs that you put, God knows where. Stop it. Stop putting things that don't belong in your hoo ha in your hoo ha. Stop it.
That's how Trump got in this mess.
Precisely.
Exactly.
That's what I heard. That's what I heard. I love talking to ladies.
We come full circle, Chad. Yeah.
We do. They are the chicks on the right. If people want to follow you, which they should do, listen to you guys, what do they do?
They should go wherever podcasts are found and make sure that they're listening to our podcast or watching us every single day. They can get all of our socials at chicksontheright.com/links.
Right on. Yep. All right, ladies. I love it. I can't wait to talk to you guys again. We got to do more fun stuff. We got to do some more video stuff because it's hilarious.
Yes. Yes. Chad.
Because my OnlyFans is struggling right now, and I know yours isn't really popping. So we got to figure this out.
That's right. It's really not. There's a genre for that. There's a genre. Yeah.
All right, ladies. I'll talk to you guys later.
Bye.
Thanks, Chad.
Bye.
Bye.
They are the Chicks on the Right. Follow them. Check them out on YouTube as well. Solid. Always good to have. The stuff we said before the show was for podcast only, if you will. We're going to be doing more stuff with them as well. 323-538-2423 at Chad Benson Show. Your Twitter, your Instagram, all of the other things. So far, the banks are still intact. That's good news. Right? So far today, what will happen? Was it 186 banks are potentially at risk is what I saw yesterday? You don't want to be in a position where stuff could go south. That's why you need to talk to my buddies over at Swiss America. They're going to help you out in a lot of different ways. One of the things Swiss America can do for you is make sure you have something tangible in your hands. I have something right now. It is a Walking Liberty silver half dollar, $12.50 each, delivered to you right? Swiss America has been the leader for over four decades when it comes to precious metals, and they're incredible. Silver is an attractive buy at this moment, and having coins is awesome because it's tangible in your hands. Let's just say you woke up and all of a sudden your bank account was, and you don't know what to do and you can't get it out, and there's been a run on the bank. You have something tangible that you could liquidate. That is a win. Protect yourself against inflation and the what-if scenario. Get yourself the Walking Liberty half dollars from Swiss America now. $12.50 each. Limit 250 per customer. Call or text now. 800-289-2646. 800-289-2646. Or visit SwissAmerica.com/Chad. SwissAmerica.com/Chad. At Chad Benson Show. Twitter, your Instagram. Check out the podcast. You're missing the show as well. This is the Chad Benson Show.
You stink like fear and white male privilege to me.
I do often out myself verbally as agender. My pronouns are they, them, and I'm proud to be agender.
Are you stupid?
What? Are you kidding me?
Not a great way to use your white privilege.
Some people get it. Some people don't.
You're listening to The Chad Benson Show.
I'm going to need it. Gun.
John Wick Chapter 4 technically opens Friday, but Thursday night previews are expected to earn at least $8 million, setting the stage for an opening weekend gross as high as $70 million domestically and $117 million worldwide.
And so it begins.
If that happens, it'll be the biggest bow in the 9-year-old franchise's history, which has accomplished the rare feat of each successive entry's earnings topping the previous one.
Yeah,
I'm thinking I'm back. I love it. I'm sorry. I'm going to go see it. Jack and I have decided. My son Jack is coming out here. He'll be here later today. And you know, he's at that age. The action movies, no real sex in it. There's none of that stuff. It's just, you know, it's just John Wick kicking ass. We're going to go see it because I'm a good dad. I'd want my dad to take me to go see it. But there's violence. It's just get over it. It's awesome. And remember, he's back. Oh, my God. I love that. People keep asking me if I'm back. Yeah, I'm thinking I'm back. Oh, my God. I don't know if they're going to do another one. He's going to be in there's a crossover potentially with that movie Nobody that came out 2 years ago that might happen. But he's going to be in the ballerina, which is one of the assassins that came after him. He's going to be in one of those, and they're, you know, if it does $117 million worldwide on opening weekend, it's hard to turn away that kind of franchise. Even though they're like, this is the last one. I'm thinking it's not. I'm just throwing it out there. Missing the show, especially that interview with the chicks on the right. Grab the podcast. Chad Benson Show.
This is the Chad Benson Show.